Forget in my
I
head.
Forgot to tell you this last week. You know what my 85-year-old mom did?
What?
Bought a car. She bought a car. Yeah.
Ford
car? A Corvette.
That's actually
pretty amazing.
Goes against the Hummer.
Yeah, she didn't want the Hummer at all. She didn't want. She was gonna get one of the what are the ones? They're not the PT Cruisers, but they're the other ones, the sports cars with the two front wheels sticking out.
Oh, I think that is like a variation of the PT Cruiser.
Yeah,
it almost looks like a dragster.
She wanted, it was that. It was between the Corvette.
It looked like what's the car that
the Dragula?
Yeah, that Grandpa Munster used to wear
the
Dragula.
Yeah, it was between that the Corvette and she was actually going to get a Prius. No. She got a little Volkswagen, though, and she did the deal all by her onesies. She's got a Volkswagen Jetta that she's leasing with a 10,000-mile-a-year lease, and she's paying $17,000 a month for it.
Wow. That's a deal.
Right. No, I was very proud of her. You know, that's how you know kind of the tide is turning when you're the proud parent a little bit, where she told me about the deal she got, and she got a really good deal. I checked the numbers for her, and, you know, it's just cool that she's 85. She's still, into it enough where she's buying a car.
When I'm 85, I doubt I'll even buy a green banana.
You're not ever going to be 85.
That's true.
There's nobody in this room that's going to be 85.
Maybe if you added up two people in this room. Maybe.
And Buzz, even though you're barren,
yes.
Be honest.
As far as we know.
Be honest.
Uh-huh.
Did you give your wife a card from your cats?
The cats, yes. The cats did give my wife a card for Mother's Day. They signed it and accompanied it with a box of candy.
Did you go out or do anything special for Mother's Day?
No, the cats can't drive. What are you thinking?
So here's the deal.
Did you get your motorcycle license this weekend?
No, I haven't yet. I'm too busy, too much to do. I got around to it.
Big winner, Mike.
Anytime or manner. Yes, you are.
Hey, you know, if he takes the test and passes it, is there a statute of limitations? Like, if he waits too long to take the motorcycle test, do I win?
If he waits at least a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
I think you got to, like, you know, by Memorial Day.
In the next 7 days, I hope to have taken the test.
Okay. So you had a good Mother's Day. You had an okay Mother's Day. I had, you know, great. And so did Rob.
Enviable.
That leaves us only with Beth Ann McBride.
Ah, Beth Ann McBride, who's a mother.
She's a mom.
Now, I've got a couple of things here about VA to bring to your attention. First, of course, today we'll reveal the member of the radio station, the man who Beth Ann has made cry.
Now, I believe you have been teasing that since last Tuesday or Wednesday.
Right. And also, we're going to get inside the mind of Beth Ann. Here's the conversation that she and I had Friday. This is after the show. We're just hanging out, cleaning up our stuff. Waiting for Ron. Yeah, cleaning each other. She didn't know that would be part of the job. At the end of every show, she has to clean me.
Yeah, I give you a cat bath.
And I her.
Yeah. It's actually fascinating to watch. And it's one of the reasons the show hits on all eight is because of the grooming rituals that we've incorporated into the show.
Frankly, the male producers in the past didn't really seem to take to it. That's why every time I get a chick in the position.
Yeah, oh, absolutely.
So to speak.
Yeah. In the position.
Bonus.
Key words.
So anyway, here's what she said.
Cleanliness is next to godliness.
Leave an A, say. So have a good weekend. This is on Friday. Mm-hmm. She said, okay, I will. I said, what are you doing for Mother's Day? She said, I don't know. She said her daughter, Jennifer, who I think is 19 or 20, something like that.
Right.
Nice girl. Her daughter bought her something at Tiffany.
Ooh, paid how for, not, well, that's nice. Wonderful.
Paid for it with her own money.
Wow.
And bought it for Beth Ann.
Uh-huh.
Beth Ann told me that she told her daughter to take it back.
Why?
This is what I was.
So Beth Ann.
This is.
Because she didn't want her daughter spending that money, wanted her to keep the money for herself.
No. She really couldn't give me a good reason. I think the reason that she gave me was she didn't like it.
Oh, Jesus. Are we entering into the land of the Beth Ann weird now?
I don't know. Beth Ann, come in here.
Beth Ann, we don't understand
Let's
or
find
know.
Out.
Come in here for a second. Before we talk about the man that you made cry.
Jesus.
Let's find out if you made your daughter cry.
What is she
if
doing now?
If find out about it, it's going to be somebody's ass.
All I remember on Friday is...
sound bad when I hear someone tell the story.
The last piece of advice I gave you on Friday, and not that you should take my advice, but I just spew it out anyway, I said, I just take the gift from your daughter. And you said, it's too late. I already made her bring it back.
Wow.
Hi.
What's the deal?
Hi, B.A.
What is the deal?
Why? I've always given you 100%.
And she did.
So she gives you a gift.
It was a ring.
And you told her to. How did you put it to her? Give us the. I mean, really, how did it really go down?
Tell Mike just how you told me. Tell him exactly the same way.
Okay. She brings in the little blue bag. I said, oh, Jennifer. She explained she had to give it to me then. because she had to go get it then, and she wanted me to have it before Mother's Day.
Okay.
Oh, man, I don't think I sound that. And I opened it up, and it was this ring. And I said, and she could tell by the expression on my face, she goes, you don't like it. I go, I don't.
Oh, Jesus! You're the bitchly cowcore mother of all time.
Ouch.
It's Tiffany. What didn't you... I mean, you could have lived with it.
Even if you don't like it, you have to just say thank you.
Was she? How did she react?
She's on the street, Mike.
Do you think this is the first time she's given me something in 19 years? But I said, I really don't like it, honey. Did you keep the receipt?
Did you do it all the time?
Does she give you stuff very often?
Yeah. She does. She does.
And you give her stuff, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I do.
And are you? I mean, this is kind of the way you deal with each other. You're both very honest with each other.
Very honest. I did say that to you. Yeah, I said, Jennifer.
You give her croutons, and you give her what? Sunflower seeds and coupons.
Here's my question. I give her whatever she wants.
I'm trying not to make you out to be as horrible as you sound.
I know.
Mike, it's going to be hard not to.
If you have this honest relationship, like a lot of people, I've seen it. I'm not used to it.
Bad policy.
That do the honesty, actually, if you don't like something, you tell the person and they're fine with it? Or is it was it hurtful?
It was a little hurtful, but she knows that's how I am.
but here's the thing, honey.
Wow.
Here's the thing.
That's such a wonderful explanation.
It's goddamn Mother's Day, though.
How I am.
You're her mother.
I know that.
Parent. You're the parental figure. You're
mom,
the only parent.
I'm dad. I'm everything. She's my roommate.
Tiffany's.
Yeah.
Tiffany's is not like buying something at like the bazaar. You know what I mean? Tiffany's is going to be pretty well designed.
She took some time. She saved her dough from her job.
Right.
She got her mom a gift that she thought you'd really like.
So sterling silver
your approval.
Ring? Huh?
Huh?
Was it sterling silver?
Yes.
So a lovely Tiffany sterling silver ring. What the hell didn't you like about it?
How many rings? I don't wear rings.
What did you want? A cheese log?
So what? Put it away.
What did you want?
And not wear it.
What did you want? A Hickory Farms gift certificate? I mean, that's a nice Mother's Day gift. What did you want? Bath oil beads?
Well, then she got me something that I didn't like.
What was that?
I'm terrible.
What was that? Hold on. The next thing you did or did not like?
I did.
What is it? A sharp knife?
Wire hanger.
A serrated knife.
What was it? What was it, Beth Ann?
Microdermabrasion.
Say it louder.
A cosmetic procedure at a salon?
Correct.
All right.
Oh.
What are you going to do? Now, did you give the ring back to her and say, here, take it back and keep the money? Or did you say, I'm taking it back?
She asked me to take it back for her.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So you're going to give her the money?
Were you racked with guilt when you went back to Tiffany and returned it?
No.
You were not.
You don't wear rings. That's
correct.
What you said. So any ring.
I'm hoping that the only ring that will ever be on this left hand.
Oh, keep hoping.
No, you're wrong.
They're clamoring for it now.
Keep,
that's for sure.
It takes more than one tree to make a forest.
Keep opening.
Yeah.
Ronnie Mervis has just called all the workers and said, listen, get working overtime. We got to get that big diamond for Beth Ann.
Work extra hard, fellas.
This beautiful gift, seeking your approval.
You know what's funny is this from someone who claims not to understand me. Well, guess what? I don't think we understand each other.
Are you saying you're like this?
No.
Before we call social services, how
always keep a gift. How always put it on eBay.
How's your daughter?
She's okay. I mean,
you know, this might sound a little gay coming from me. But I have, as far as any kind of jewelry product that you know, I wouldn't really dig it unless it came from somebody.
Right.
You know, and that alone would be cause enough. But jewelry is, I don't know.
That was touching just a little gift, one, Mike, really.
Only because you said it yourself. Just wow, B.A.
Yeah.
Wow.
I feel bad.
B.A. Let's see what our listeners have to say.
I'm stunned.
Hello, Don and Mike. Don't go anywhere about that. Don't go anywhere,
no
B.A.
I just
link out of the
Hello?
Studio.
Is Joan Crawford there? Can I talk to
her? She's right here.
You'll
no,
need it rare.
Liar! I know.
If you know when you swim laps and pool too, that's horrible.
Okay. See you later. Bye bye.
So, did you do anything with your daughter on Mother's Day?
That's a great next question.
We spent most of it in the car.
Oh, really?
Where were you going?
We were going to our vet in North Carolina, an emergency situation.
There are closer vets.
What was the emergency? What, the dog needed some North Carolina barbecue? What was it?
My dog must have really bad hip dysplasia. And when I took her out on Saturday morning at 7 o'clock...
The rear end locked up?
She couldn't get back up the stairs. And then we live on the fourth floor. So literally, we got into the car at 7:15. And I called my vet in North Carolina because I knew the number.
But
North Carolina. It's 6 hours away.
Yeah, right. There are many veterinarians in the Washington, D.C. metro area.
There's, you know,
there's hundreds of them.
After that Tiffany thing, I was speechless. I don't know what the hell to say
There's an emergency clinic at the mall over here for pets.
Does the dog wear a lot of jewelry? Sometimes
we'll eat jewelry if you leave. Anyway, so that's where we were. But it was
together. I'll ask, why in the name of Jesus did you go to North Carolina just to go to a vet?
Did you have a coupon?
Kinda. Because if something's wrong with her, this is the vet that has been her vet for half of her life.
Oh, so if you're going to put the dog down.
Oh, no.
Is that what you're saying? If you got to put the dog down.
Well, if something needed to be done, I would want him to do the surgery.
So did you think...
She kept saying, if I had gotten down the steps... And my leg locked up, Mom. Would be on. You're damn right. We'd be on the way.
You'd be going to the mall. So you'd be going to the local mall with your daughter.
Your daughter said that if she had fallen.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. So many telling questions.
So the dog
that young lady asked.
The dog was fixed.
No, the dog's still in North Carolina.
Is the dog coming back from North Carolina?
I hope so.
Close to your dog, though. I mean, that's been from the day one of this show.
Remember, she loves her dog more than she loves
herself. You had a stressed-out weekend, then.
I did. And Jennifer was very... And that was the gift she gave me.
Okay.
She got in the car. There was a couple little things. Would you do this for me? And then we were fine, and she was there for me, and I let her drive. And
so that's like 12 hours of driving.
Let her drive. Way to go, Mom. Way to go out on a limb. Jennifer, you're 19. Happy Mother's Day. How would you like to... Have you ever had the thrill on driving on I-95?
Jennifer, have you ever driven a combustion engine? Enjoy yourself.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Can I leave now?
No, don't leave yet. I think these calls are for you, I bet.
I'm sure they are.
Hello?
Hey. B.A.
Yeah.
I was wondering what you were doing this weekend, because it sounds like you fall in the same category as Don's wife. Crazy in the head, crazy in the bed.
Get out of here.
Could be a connection.
Hello. Don and Mike show.
He may be on to something.
Hello.
I just imagine after a hard night of sex with Beth Ann, you've given it your all. You've really given her a run for the money. And you look over at her and say, Beth Ann, how was it?